Why would your brain hinder you instead of helping you? What does it think? Your brain only allows you to act on what it can see. What you know it ignores. I have a few partially written articles.
How many?
About 100. Or more. I often take notes in a text file, and save it. So I have 6,201 files in this articles folder. So when I don't know what to write about, I have a swipe file of sorts. I just find something that still lights my fire. One of the things I avoid like the plague is boring. Other words for boring is tiresome, flat, uninteresting, or officious. I didn't even know about this until today. I have been asking and paying for help. For about a decade or two before that, lol, I never asked for help. My forget thyself soul correction is very proud of being able to be independent and be able to do anything. But it is a very limiting way to be. So back in June I decided that learning how to set up my app is time not well spent, so I hired someone to teach me through setting up some of my stuff in the app and then show me how they did it. It cost me $250, but saved me from what? I would say it saved me from quitting. Hey, I am old, my eyesight is poor, and the reward, at that time wasn't enough for me to learn another universe. My teacher was a 20-year-old, you could call her a millennial. Very sweet. Not condescending at all. Not teacher-like. She showed me how she did it, and it was easy. When I didn't see it, she enlarged her cursor. When that wasn't enough, she set it so a yellow circle moved with the cursor. Hey, I told you I have poor eyesight. Lol. It was enjoyable, and for $250 I went through the hump. And now I have an app, and I have zero issues with it. For $250 I became a seasoned veteran. Lol. But more than that, that experience became the turning point for me. It made me coachable and teachable.
What?
Yeah. I hadn't known it, and I only know it in 2020 hindsight, but for all my life I wasn't teachable, wasn't coachable. I was rigid. 70% rigid. Because unless I saw it myself, it was just noise. Because unless I could take pride and ownership, it was ignored. Hey, that is my soul correction. According to the Kabbalists, your job in life is to perform your soul correction. It is about as difficult as stepping over your shadow. Lol. But it seems that it is actually possible. I suggested to one of my students to give her life to becoming a mensch, and lied from desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Because in the last office hours, that is fast shaping up to be, for me, where I have the opportunity to access the beyond. I channeled that the way to do away with the empty self. The way to create a sense of purpose in life is to give yourself to something, fully. Sounds simple and it is. Is it easy?
No.
Why? Because it's diametrically opposite of what Homo sapiens wants, that everything is be about them. She answered. Oh wow. Becoming a mensch and live for the desire to receive for the sake of sharing. That's very inspiring project. I think it's a great project for me. Not sure where to begin. So many areas I can bring integrity and honor. Being interested in others and have desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Okay. I am beginning my challenge. The only person I know who is a mensch and doesn't live for self alone is you. Thank you, Sophie. Yeah, great insight invites great insight. I answered the fact that you know someone says that it's possible. If it is possible you can do it. And that is where this article is coming from. You see. I have been looking at the world differently since June. I have been seeing ways of being, behaviors, ways of thinking that are either to consider to learn, or consider to correct. Obviously you need to pay attention. Obviously you need distinctions. You need to see a way of being, a behavior, or a way of thinking for what it is. The astuteness measure and the starting point measurements measures that. But it is helpful, just like the millennial was helpful to me because she demonstrated it to me. I saw her do that. And if she can do it, so can I. The brain learns by seeing. And then it shapes itself to do what it sees too. If and when it deems it desirable. I am reading a novel by Neal Stephenson. It is, somewhat, a continuation of his Rimini novel, which is one of my all-time favorite books. Most of the time I read a book, or watch a TV series, for one or two characters. And to see what's possible. I know I am taking you on a meandering journey, but stay with me. I am an empath, true. But the abilities of an empath need to be developed. It is a lot like making a diamond from a rock. Hard work. My first training was a TV show medium. I learned what I could do. I learned what was possible. Psych, The Mentalist, all Sherlock Holmes stories were teaching me what is possible, and challenged me to do it. So the fact that my student knows a mensch who doesn't live for the self alone can and could mean for her, really, that it is possible. And if it is possible, the brain says, I'll do it. I am no lesser, I am either the same or maybe even better. Lol. That would be her brain. Because being better is her sole correction. So back to the Neal Stephenson novel, in the book The Brain Connections, Connectome, is uploaded to the cloud, many networked computers is what is a cloud, and the novel shows first what the first brain does, how it creates reality, its own body, its abilities, and how subsequent souls copy what their brain can see as desirable and comprehensible. The word comprehensible is very important here. If you don't comprehend what you are looking at, you will think magically. You will think that you can jump, for example, to being an empath, of the Steve Jobs, or the founders of Google. Your ability to see the path, the trillions of hours of work and play that is behind what you see. I used to have that arrogant relationship to teaching. How difficult can it be? So I learned a lot and then I delivered it. No teaching happened. Instead I got hate, disgust, people leaving. It took me decades to get what the heck was happening. In university I had a small group that we got together a day or two before an exam, and I would do most of the talking. That is my favorite way to learn. Textbooks had a real hard time bridging words to my brain. But they loved it, and we all learned. So after a few decades of teaching, I realized that teaching doesn't work. I distinguished that my attitude, I know and you don't and I'll tell you, doesn't land well. It makes people feel less than me. And that is a feeling not conducive to learning. I also had a good model who mostly didn't speak from what he knew, Werner Erhard. He spoke clunky, and he spoke from struggling to get it into words what he wanted to say. When he wrote, on the other hand, it is flat, it is teachery, it is officious, and it takes me hundreds of readings before I get any of it. But if he could teach, lead courses from that struggle, then so can I, said my brain. The office hours are like that. The questions that people bring with themselves trigger a struggle. And more often than not, a penetration into the beyond, that is simply the I didn't know that I didn't know, the 99% of what is knowable. If you put together all that is known already, you end up with a world where people are divided, where people argue, where people are lonely, aimless, thoughtless, puppets on a string by someone or someone's with megalomaniac aspirations. I am only halfway through the novel I am reading, and the world of the dead is exactly at that stage, admiring, following a megalomaniac leader. I can't wait to see where it goes. I hope that there is true guidance in the second half. The Office Hours is a webinar. Run on gotalentbinder.com. I like Zoom, but I don't want to be disturbed by visual, I want to feel you, and visual uses up too much bandwidth. So I do gotalentbinder. I then publish the video and the audio onto my mobile app, Maven Show. Don't look for it in the App Store, it is on an app called Learnistic. So the app you download is Learnistic. And Learnistic is like a mothership. It contains hundreds of apps like mine. You can get an invitation by texting your email address to a phone number set up just for this purpose. 1-315-509-2888. It texts you back the instructions so you get the correct app, and actually get directly to my personal app, Maven Show. The office hours is smack on the front page. Just scroll down. I keep 2 weeks of office hours free, and then I make you pay for them. And no, you can't download the recordings to your computer. If you want them that way, you have to pay for them now. Get an office hour recording. Go to https://vibration.thrivecart.com/singleofficehourcall/. Please tell me which office hour, either by the topic, or by the date. I don't know how to automate this. Oops, sorry. But because I have no idea how many people want the actual recordings, I don't want to spend my time to deal with it. Please. I don't know if you caught it or not, so I'll emphasize here what was there to catch. The brain doesn't care about what it knows, it only cares about, it only acts on what it sees. The art is to cause seeing. And it's an art because words don't create seeing very easily. This is what my students who took on themselves to see no wrong and to see no right are struggling with. The person who does best with this assignment is working with images to make the translation easier, and even that doesn't amount to much help. I see no wrong, and I see no right in 91% of the time. And the 9%, I talk myself into seeing no right and no wrong. Not very successfully, mind you. I just took the trash out, and experienced intense hate. My downstairs neighbors chopped down all the trees and bushes I so lovingly planted and nurtured for 17 years. Is that wrong? I can't see it yet, because my brain doesn't see it. Yet. Same as with possibility. Unless a brain sees it, it is just beautiful words. No action. PPS. I just watched / listened to a short impassioned presentation by Todd Brown, a marketing consultant. He says, unless your prospects can see that what you have to offer is new, they will tune you out. What is new about me? Well, a better question would be, what isn't? LOL. Can you wreck your brain and let me know in the comments or an email what you say is new or unique about me and what I talk about?